Grant, busy Easter period. It's out of the way now. How would you assess the period for the Tigers?
Yeah, fairly successful. I think obviously we've won one out of the two, which was Leeds at home, and we've missed out on chocolates over in Catalan. But especially after the loss against Warrington, which was taken pretty heavily, I think the attitude that we've shown to turn around is what we'll take out of the Easter period. In Catalan, I think we just sort of let ourselves down with a bit of skill and a bit of discipline stuff, but the energy and the effort was there, which is good. So we can always improve on the skill and the discipline stuff. But if you miss an energy, sometimes it's quite hard to bring back. So we can keep building on that coming into the rest of the season and start that again with Huddersfield on Sunday.
How big a win was the win against Leeds, given what had happened at Warrington the week before?
Yeah, it was massive for us. People on the outside would look at us and say, oh, look, they've won their grand final or whatever against Leeds. But it was a very tough week, and any rugby league player will tell you when you've been dusted up like that against Warrington, it's you do a lot of soul searching and trying to figure out things, why things went so wrong. And for us to go out there and defend, which is what more I'm happy about, is the way we defended against Leeds, where they can move the ball so quickly and test you so much, it's was really pleasing.
A lot of people say the Easter period, obviously it's very tough, but it's the third game, the one after Easter, that's the toughest one. Is that the case?
Definitely. I think this is the one that a lot of sides underestimate. It's you've got your body ready for the two games in a couple of days, and then a lot of sides sort of relax and think we're back to normal, but you've put your body through so much pain and effort over the couple of days, where if you don't treat your body the right way, or and mentally as well, you don't prepare yourself mentally for the next game thinking it's going to be normal, you can really struggle. Sometimes it's hard for a lot of players to get up for this game because of what they've been through. So it's something that I think we've been pretty good at in the past, recognising that this is the game that can come and get you. So we've concentrated on recovery. Obviously, we've only just got back from Catalan yesterday, so did a bit of recovery today, and we're into our video, and we'll probably be pretty light on our feet this weekend, trying to give us as much energy as possible to come into Sunday.
The way Super League started, this is another, they're all seeing massive games, but Huddersfield down at the bottom, are you surprised by that?
I am. It's one of those things that early in the season, they're in the position that we're in now. They had a lost Brett Ferris, had a few injuries, and it can really throw your team out of whack. But I think that their form will start to change soon. I think they're starting to get their players back, and they'll start to win more games than they're losing, because they've got too many good players over the park, and hopefully just doesn't start this Sunday for them.
Looking at Super League, I mean, it seems to us, we look at the fixtures, we try and guess who's going to win, predict who's going to win. Is it seem closer than ever to you as well?
We say that every year, don't we? It's just one of those things. It's great for the game. It's Salford have been great. Warrington last year were middle of the pack, and now they've only lost one game, I think, and Widnes, they've been going great guns, and I think it's just great to see. It's a bit more excitement for the fans. It's not always going to be your top four anymore. There's always a side of one or two other sides jagging into that top four that usually you wouldn't pick. So I think it's great, and hopefully the competition keeps heading in that direction.
Does it add to pressure, expectation to win, or does it just make sure that you're pushing your standards higher all the time?
It's just a standards thing. There's no easy games. There used to be games where you go in and, oh, we can rest a few here and there. You can't do that anymore. And it the fans get what they're paying for. They're not going to rest your Sam Tompkins if he's playing, or you're not going to rest your big players, because you need the points every week. Anything can happen. So I think it's great.
Daryl said after the Leeds win, Andy Lynch is the hardest man he knows in rugby. How would you assess your teammate, your veteran teammate?
I wouldn't put him far wrong. There's a couple of guys who are going to come and whack you and that type of hard, but he's just tough, Lynch. He's some of the injuries that he plays with and what he puts his body through is pretty unbelievable, and I kind of wish that a lot of people could see that of rugby league, or what players do to get themselves on the paddock every week. And if they wanted to do that, he's the man you'd have a look at, because some of the stuff he plays with, I think Powley said it the other week, some of the stuff he plays with people would have a couple of weeks off with. So he's one that the young blokes can look up to, and he'll lead you and show you how to play the game if you want to be a front rower. So he's massive for us.
And at the other end of the scale, a couple of the young lads have come in, the likes of Minikin and Tom Holmes. How do you feel they've done?
Mate, they've all done great, all the young kids, through the injuries we've had. they've all come in and done a good job for us. I mean, it's a testament to how hard they've worked in the off season, and not only that, the development coming through. They all ask a lot of questions from players in their position, and they're all learning all the time, and they've been great. Greg Minikin come in and had a great game for us on the weekend, 2 tries and plenty of meters. So 21st birthday the next day, so you must be happy. So it's it's been good. It's as we start to get our players back, they'll obviously filter back through their other club, the other teams they'll play in, but they should be proud of what they've done, and it shows Cass is in good stead for the future.